Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Thursday, May 1st. Tomorrow we have a staff birthday, but we also have guest readers on the podcast. So I wanted to go ahead and tell Dr. Kelly Hatley happy birthday. Kelly is our Minister of Music and Active Christian Living, and we are so grateful for you, Mr. Kelly, and all that you do for Mountain Brook Baptist. We hope you have a wonderful birthday. Now let's go ahead and do our memory verse one more time, John chapter 20 and verse 29. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who haven't seen and yet have believed." For our daily readings, I'll be in the New Living Translation. We're going to read the story of Jesus and Jairus, and we're going to skip the middle part about the woman with bleeding just for time. Jesus got into the boat and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. Skipping down to verse 35. Messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, "Your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now." But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith." Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, "Why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only asleep." The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened. And then he told them to give her something to eat. This story is a good reminder for me that Jesus has power even over death, and also that when we think all hope is lost, Jesus may be doing a work we couldn't even imagine in this situation. And so we pray, Lord, for those situations in our lives that seem hopeless, that you would, even today, bring hope in the midst of suffering and tragedy. Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Then Jesus left Capernaum and went down to the region of Judea and into the area east of the Jordan River. Once again, crowds gathered around him, and as usual, he was teaching them. Some Pharisees came and tried to trap him with a question. "Should a man be allowed to divorce his wife?" Jesus answered them with a question. "What did Moses say in the law about divorce?" "Well, he permitted it," they replied. "He said a man can give his wife a written notice of divorce and send her away." But Jesus responded, "He wrote this commandment only as a concession to your hard hearts. But God made them male and female from the beginning of creation. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two, but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together. Later, when he was alone with his disciples in the house, they brought up the subject again. He told them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries someone else commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries someone else, she commits adultery." One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. Our final reading today is Proverbs 31. I know it's May 1st, but we're going to finish out Proverbs. Proverbs 31, verses 30 and 31. "Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. A woman who fears the Lord is to be greatly praised. I think one of the attributes of fearing God is reconciling that which is in our lives and hearts that is not like God with who God is. So I want you to try this little exercise. If you have 5 minutes today, maybe not right now, but later, or if you're sitting somewhere, get out a pen and a piece of paper. And I want you to write down the sin that you noticed in your heart and your life, either today or yesterday. It may be hard for you to think of some of them, but when I sat down and started writing, they came flowing forward. Then after you're able to write down some of the incidences yesterday or some of the things that you saw coming up in you that you wanted to push back down, I want you now to write a corresponding virtue or characteristic of God that you need. So, for example, if my desire is to be important, then what I really need is for the Lord to give me humility. If I want to gossip, I need to pray that the Lord would help me to be a sharer of truth and life. If vanity is something that I deal with, perhaps the Lord is saying, "No, you need to be a little more self-forgetful." Now, I have to admit, after I wrote down all of my sin, or not all of it, but some of it I don't even realize I'm doing, but that which I know I'm doing, I had to go to the internet sometimes to find an opposite characteristic. And so I encourage you just to take a few minutes to think through that. And then at the end of those few minutes, I want you to pray with me that the Lord would conform our character into someone whose thoughts and deeds are like our Savior, Jesus. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded in Jairus' story that nothing is too far gone. We pray for those people and situations in our lives that need a miraculous intervention. Lord, sometimes it isn't exactly how we planned it, but we know, Lord, that you are still at work, even in the midst of difficulty. So we lift our hearts to you today. We also pray, Lord, thanking you for the story of the little children coming unto you. and how you bless them and keep them. We pray for those children in our lives that you would make your face to shine upon them. Be gracious to them. We pray for those today who need a healing touch. We ask your watch care upon them. And we pray for ourselves that we would be someone who believes that beauty is inward. Someone who knows that the fear of the Lord is where we find our hope and our peace. And so, Lord, before you now, we confess our sins, the things that we have left undone, and the things that we have done that are not in line with your word and your work. And we pray, Lord, that you would replace our sin with your character. And we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.